John, United again, terrific victory. Could have been a much bigger margin, though.
It could have done, you know, and we had enough chances too. They had a good side, Cambridge. I mean, no bones about that. And to perform the way we did, I think, is credit to our players. It's disappointing that it was become uncomfortable for the last 5 minutes of, you know, stoppage time. I was wondering why there was five, but there you go. That seems to be hacky time when you're winning, but when you're getting beat, it's only three. But no, I thought they were a good side, and I thought it was a smashing game. You know, both teams tried to play football. Some really good stuff, and some good chances. You know, full blooded, and you know, players in a great spirit. So, yeah, obviously delighted for the win as well.
You've made some terrific starts since you came back. It was perhaps a little bit slower today, but once you hit your stride, you look formidable.
Yeah, Jimmy described it like two boxers pouring each other and just like throwing tentative jabs, and I think that's what the case. And then, you know, we sprung into life with a great goal from Piero. It was a good ball by Jono and great finish. And then we've nearly scored the goal of the season with Sean. You know, it's an unbelievable save. And, you know, you think you're going all out for the win, and you know, we get the second goal, and anything that could give us the platform to go and get three or four. And then ups as daisy, you know, you can see then you're on the back foot for the last 5 minutes. So, you know, it's pleasing, well, because we've seen it out again. I would have liked a clean sheet, to be honest.
You were talking to us a week ago about lack of threat against Carlisle and not looking yourselves. You certainly posed a threat today, didn't you?
Well, we did, you know. You look behind you and you look in the stands, and we've got some fantastic players who aren't even getting a shirt at the moment. So, you know, we've got strength in depth now. And, you know, we've got a good camp, and that's going to be vital if we can carry that type of squad. I mean, we've got a squad of about 23, 24, which is quite big for Accrington. And, you know, within the confines of the budget, we've done well to assemble a squad that big. And keeping everyone happy, you know, that's the key. And we're only as strong as the weakest link. And we've got no weak links in the dressing room at the moment. The character's fantastic. Everyone was buzzing around each other. We told them that it was all about 5 o'clock today and getting the result for the club of Accrington Stanley, and everyone's part of that, whether you've actually took the field today or not. And we have to take that onto every game we play, and, you know, the coming months it's going to get harder, but, you know, we think we can get stronger.
Shining example to your players, Piero Mingoia, out of the side for such a long time, just sensational today.
Well, it is. It's vital that you keep your fitness levels up when you're not playing, and I spoke about that to the players, because when you do get your chance, you don't want to lose your chance or waste your chance because you're not fit enough to accept your chance. And, you know, give Pierre his due, he works hard every day and saying, let the all do, to be fair. You know, he wouldn't be alone in that. And that's the secret to being able to perform at this level and, you know, earn the right to start.
Matt Crooks up front, obviously a tough decision on who to pick up there as well.
Yeah, you know, it would have been quite easy to go with the team that won on Tuesday. But we thought we'd freshen it up, and it was a mentally and physically taxing game on Tuesday. So I think just the three fresh faces or fresh legs certainly helped us today.
And you've said ever since the minute you came back through the door, you want to be looking up and not down. That's three more points on the tally.
It is. Just thinking back there to what I just said before, the three lads who had the fresh legs all came off. No, it is. We've got to look up. You know, we've got to. What we spoke about. You can learn from your mistakes, and you can learn from your successes, and that's what we're trying to do. You're going to get the blips along the way. You're going to get your Carlisle's. You're going to get your Stevenages. If they're only blips and they're only minor hiccups, you can overcome them, and you can get yourself into the playoffs. And that's our target.